Welcome to Fag Nation, episode 7.
Fag Nation is your gay dose of news, views, and booze in 30 minutes or less.
That is right. And I am Alan.
And I'm Jake.
And God bless you.
Amen.
Anyways, what are we drinking for shots today?
What are our shots? You have the paper.
Oh my God, I do have the paper. And I don't even have any whipped cream on my bullshit.
Oh, that's right, because it's sugar-free.
It's sugar-free. You can't have sugar-free shots. Of course.
Okay,
what is it? After 7 episodes. We're doing a banana schnapps. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Bananas Foster.
A Bananas Foster shots in my pussy.
It's always in my pussy.
It's always.
Okay. Let's see, ready?
Okay. It's banana schnapps, butterscotch schnapps, and whipped cream garnish.
Loves it. So, okay, wait, cheers.
God bless you.
Wow. Well done. That was delicious.
That was actually really good. I'm thoroughly impressed.
It was really good. That was, I think the top three. Right up there with the peppermint patty.
You all know how much I love that patty.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
All right.
So on top of the shot, we have now tonight, or this afternoon, whatever, our cocktails are, I'm actually drinking a chocolate-covered orange martini.
Love it.
Yes. So what that is, equal parts of orange vodka and chocolate vodka. In a chilled martini glass with chocolate rim.
Always a chocolate rim.
Always a chocolate rim, just what like my ex-boyfriend. And you, sir, have a chocolate-covered raspberry martini. I feel like I'm an announcer on Price is Right. Which is equal parts of raspberry and chocolate vodka served in a chilled martini glass with...
A chocolate rim.
A chocolate rim.
People. All right.
So let's taste some of this delicious rim.
Cheers.
I've only rimmed one person in my life.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, what?
I love the rim part.
Whoa, Jesus Christ. Yeah. That wasn't his real name, but...
That wasn't his name.
I think he's going to come with, that's not my name. That's not my name. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Little shit loves it.
So it's been a few weeks.
It's been way too long.
I know. And it's only because Valentine's Day and miscellaneous life occurrences.
Bullshit. We're working on it. We're working on a bi-weekly schedule.
It's the only thing bi about us. I mean, you know.
Truth.
We've done a few videos where there's a girl like watching. But,
right. Yeah. Yeah, we're getting there. So, you know, bear with us. We'll get there.
Bear as in, like, hang in there. Not bear as in bear cub, bear daddy.
Sometimes bareback.
Bareback.
Always bareback.
For you, now that you have a husband, or now? You've had a husband forever. I don't have a husband, so daddy doesn't do bareback. Right. Anyway, so we've missed a lot of things, I think, in the past few weeks.
We have.
I mean, there's been earthquakes, and there's been suicides, and there's...
Tsunamis.
Tsunamis. Yeah. Did that even happen yesterday?
Yeah.
At 1 p.m.
Hawaii.
I thought it was 12:10, and it was like a 2 feet bullshit thing.
Man, that's crazy.
And by the way, do you like my my nipples, I mean.
Love it. Yeah.
No. This is my Labor Day outfit. This is my Labor Day outfit. I was like,
can't wait for Labor Day.
Hot dog and mustard. On. And there's a little piece of mustard down here. Why?
Bring on the sun.
Why? Why do you think?
Because he shot his load.
Yep. Exactly. Thank you. So we have a lot of stuff to cover.
We do. Let's get to it.
First of which...
First story.
Yeah.
So, we all talked briefly about the anti-gay, kill the gays bill in Uganda a few weeks ago, or a few episodes ago.
Was that with Rachel Maddow? Did we talk about that?
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about.
Right. Yeah. So, apparently, one of the anti-gay preachers in Uganda showed in church, in a sermon, gay porn with the intentions of, scaring his parishioners into... just terrifying them and realizing that, oh, of course, I don't want that. Like, homosexuality is wrong. Gays wrong. So, of course, we can kill the gays. How ridiculous is this?
If I had been shown gay porn when I was in youth group, I'd be like, I'd be doing that whole thing where I'm like, that sucks. That sucks, girl. That's not cute. No, exactly. But supposedly this article says that there were people in there that wept. Let me see. It says... oh my God, where did it go? It says some people. Oh, wait a second.
Where did it go? Yeah, right here. He says some churchgoers cried after watching the videos, which he said he downloaded from the internet.
Yeah, it's because they were watching a Paul Morris film from Treasure Island Media. Are you kidding? The ones where they're like, fucking pull it out, come on my back, and then shove it back in. Yeah. Hello. Wow. I'd cry too. Bullshit. But anyway, that's kind of hot to like watch gay porn in church, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, although. hot or just one of those, like, I don't know, that's taboo. Kind of taboo. Like, that's just like, what? Like, they don't go together.
I think it totally
porn
goes together.
Church?
Yeah, it totally.
I mean, I guess if you're a Catholic priest, then, I don't know.
Like, stupid. Mm.
So, next story.
Oh, my God. So, Samantha Fraser, right? Some big beautifa. Okay, and if you don't know what beautifa is, look it up in Urban Dictionary. I hope it's in there. Which means beautifa is a big, beautiful black woman. You see him all over the place. That's right, bitch. Beautifa. So anyway, so Miss Beautifa goes into a bar at 1 a.m. and homegirl gets shot. But she's got a little bit of more, you know, that
junk in the trunk?
A little junk in the...
Or in the sides?
Yeah.
What are those called? Muffin tops?
Yeah.
Where they got like the...
Totally. Yeah. So homegirl, she's visiting Atlantic City with a family friend or whatever, walked into a bar for a drink. So homegirl gets shot, right? But she survives and she thanks her love handles for saving her, right? She says, oh my God. She's like, she told the press, right? She's now reconsidering dropping the pounds she had been hoping to lose. And I quote, I've been hollering how I want to lose weight. She said, I don't want to lose weight anymore. I want to be as big as I can if it's going to stop a bullet. Right?
You know, whatever excuse works for you.
But it's not going to stop that bullet that's called heart disease,
right?
You fucking fat beautiful. We love you, but come on, girl. Please. And oh, she looks, I think she even has a happy trail. Look at that bullshit.
Ew.
She's wearing those beautiful, Walmart.
What's that shit?
Those Walmart. I think that's
the wound.
Oh, it's so true.
That's like a big old patch from the wound.
Or that's where she stores her crack.
Her crack.
I hold in my love handles.
Her crack.
It's like people with love handles. It's almost like a giant fanny pack. They can like hold shit in there,
right?
Because I met a girl recently at a bar who had one of those piercings that's right here. Like, it's a piercing.
That's crazy.
Service piercings.
Oh, I mean, it's crazy. Is that what that is? And so she says that they just like poke her bullshit and then they just she just screws it in.
Uh-uh.
Oh, but she's
like,
cute,
this
though.
Could be kind of hot, like the little eyebrow thing.
You love that shit.
What do you mean I love that
No,
shit?
You don't. You've talked about it before.
I have?
Yeah.
I don't want to say I love it. Like, I think on the right person, the right piercing could be hot, regardless of where it is.
Piercing person. On the right piercing.
The right person, piercing, or tat. The tats, too.
Tats?
I don't have any, though. Tattoos.
Speaking of big or little black beautifas.
Right.
There's this amazing YouTube video, and it's Propecia the Crack Ho. Oh, my apologies.
That's okay. No, drink up. Not to interrupt you, just like have a drink.
You already interrupted me.
I will.
I don't
get,
to
I'll
do anymore.
All right.
Sorry. I'll drink some more. I'm sorry.
So Propecia. Alan, Propecia. This was Alan's story.
And I thought it was Propecia for like 3 weeks
Propecia.
Now.
So the Crack Ho.
Wait. Uncle Roger, thank you so much for recommending this to me.
It's amazing. So... there's a little picture here that we can probably fast forward.
Yeah, that bullshit. Daddy says, yes.
Start it right there. Okay, there we go. Getting you right for me and just stay in that position
all night for me and let me hit it how I like. All right, come on here. Give me a question.
Come on.
Oh, no, you did not.
Come on here. Give me a question.
Propecia, my boyfriend and I broke up like 3 months ago, but I still think about him all the time. What can I do to get over him?
I tell you what, bitch, come join me. We get a crack rock, get a fifth of liquor, and we can smoke all goddamn night and feel better by daybreak, but we're going to be some broke bitches.
Propecia, what can I do to get my girlfriend in the mood?
Wash your smelly ass and balls, you nappy motherfucker, you.
Propecia, what can I do to get my boyfriend to pay attention to me?
I ought to kick your goddamn ass, you fat, funky bitch. You need to get up off your fat ass and lose some of that goddamn weight.
Propecia, my boyfriend just broke up with me, and I was wondering what I could do to get him back.
You don't want the motherfucker back. Go get you some dope, bitch. Don't worry about that nigga that all these dicks out here. You can get any man you want.
All
Propecia, my girlfriend tells me I'm a stud. Mm. What do you think?
You sound like a goddamn pussy to me.
Hey, Propecia, it's our 1 year anniversary.
Who gives a fuck?
Propecia, how do I get my husband to help out around the house?
You need to learn how to suck some goddamn dick.
Propecia, what do you do for fun?
I crochet.
Hey, Propecia, do you think it's okay to kiss on the first date?
I ought to jump through this goddamn TV and slap the motherfucking piss out your motherfucking stupid ass.
Propecia, what do you look for in a man?
Goddamn, this goddamn shit. I'm tired of motherfucking asking for it. Fuck this goddamn shit.
Amazing.
And homegirl doesn't even take the fucking thing.
Only on the damn show, but other two available now at damnshow.com.
Just to show you, all you need is a fucking personality
I keep
and a camera. Like, well, hello.
Duh.
Well, hopefully, hello.
Are you kidding? You're much cuter than Propecia.
I'm not talking about cute. I'm not talking about personality. Like, oh. Of course we're cuter than Propecia. I'm talking about, like, you just need a camera.
I keep telling
you funny and shit, and, like, you're golden.
I keep telling my grandma that I need to film her while she's watching the Real Desperate Housewives of Orange County. She goes crazy. She loves that. She goes fucking crazy.
I want to meet your grandma.
She's cute. She always goes. She goes, Baby, you gotta put the thing in the dishwasher. You gotta
Is she black?
No. Does that sound black?
A little bit.
Anyways.
My next story.
Next story. Oh my God. Seriously? Now, bitches, for all you our straight friends, and we know we have so many straight followers out there.
So many. Well, at least one.
They now have a home fertility test for men. And I hope to God, honest, that most of you out there are not planning on having kids. Because if you're watching this show, don't fucking have kids. Fuck those bitches. And fuck you, parents. I hate them. Honest. I'm like Propecia right now. Fuck you. Get yourself some dope and fucking give a shit.
If you're
going
to be a parent, you better be a fucking good parent.
There's no such thing.
That's not true, but you know what? Don't having fucking kids. You have to have a fucking license to drive a car, but yeah, any fucker can go and have a baby, right? Why do we not pass a law that says you have to have a license to have a kid?
I believe.
Or at least go to school, like have a course, a parenting course.
Shut the fuck up.
No, I'm not about socialism.
Are you a Democrat? You are all about government control on my fucking semen.
Oh,
really?
I'm so not. I'm not. I'm a libertarian, for the record.
And you're all about libertarian on my pussy.
I'm about not having crappy parents. Like, that's something that if anything should be regulated, that should be regulated.
I'm a full believer in aborting parents rather than aborting children.
Oh.
That's true. I'm sorry. But
truth, right?
Fuck you. So anyway, there's home fertility tests for men. It's a new device that reveals if your sperm count is low. I don't know if you know this, but my nickname in high school was the home fertility test. I am actually a master fertility tester. I taste cum. I go, oh.
Wait.
20, that's 20 million milliliters per. Oh, you're fine. You're okay.
Nice.
And then I can tell. I'm like, I'm going to taste yours. You had a vasectomy. That's like 20,000 milliliters. What the fuck happened to you? Don't you fuck with me, bitch. Bitch.
So what's the real story, though? Is it like, is a device that...
Yeah, duh. It's the same with the HIV home test, I think, which is amazing.
That is amazing.
My uncle, sincerely, I sincerely believe people, and this is going to lead into some bullshit way down the line when I write my novel, my autobiography, that my cousin is not really my cousin, and that my uncle really fucked my uncle's wife and had a baby with his wife because they don't look anything alike. I want to do one of those home paternity tests.
They have those?
They do.
A home paternity test?
Yes, where I want to fucking take his bullshit. I know, but I feel like it's going to make my grandma crazy if it happens.
Well, don't tell her. Just for your knowledge. I'd want to know that shit.
Right? But he doesn't look... He looks Latino. Really? We have a fucking, like, black kid in the family.
Well, hello, Michael Jackson's
kids. I mean, I'm a little bit black, but, you know, whatever. Bitch!
Next story.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, yeah.
Love you.
Bye.
Mwah. Oh, my God. This is actually a sad story, and I know I don't seem sincerely horrendously sad, but I really sincerely am, is that they're at SeaWorld this past week, and I don't mind my smile. I don't know why I'm smiling.
Jake, you're drunk.
Take this from me.
Oh, really? You're making me do this story now?
Why are you smiling about it?
This is your story, bitch.
It's really sad, actually.
Okay, so SeaWorld, we've all heard the story, I'm sure. It was in the news this week. They have a killer whale, as SeaWorld has, right? Several of them. And apparently one killed its trainer. After having done this previously, like, that's my question. Like, okay, first of all, killer whale. Killer isn't the name of the animal. Like,
so true.
Hello, be cautious about that.
My killer ex-boyfriend.
Right.
Nobody does that.
But
he's always he's a serial killer whale.
He's a serial killer whale, but yet they're not, what action have they taken?
No, SeaWorld announced recently on February 26th that the show must go on. But what I'm thinking is, the show must go on as long as the trainers aren't on their period. I feel like maybe, no?
What?
What else would make a fucking a crazed animal go crazy? I can smell a girl when she's on her period. I remember back in the days when I was in college, I would sit there and I could smell it. I could smell period blood. I could do it.
That's
even gay men.
Too soon.
Too soon for what? Period blood?
for the joke. I mean, it's funny. It's a funny joke. I mean,
no, is that a joke? I'm sorry.
If you're offended.
What?
No.
If ESPN sportscasters get fired for that
obviously,
bullshit.
Obviously, we're sympathetic and we feel very bad about
it. It does suck.
I just don't get... My bullshit is about... What's going on over there?
I don't know, but something's happening.
Okay. SeaWorld... I'm obviously sympathetic about the trainer who died, but SeaWorld, really, you're not putting either the whale down or more better, oh my God, better
could
than
you
that.
Imagine though, how do you put a fucking whale down?
Releasing then fucking release it back into the wild, let it survive and or not.
I always use that bit when I say put that parent down. I'm gonna put this bitch down. Have I said that about you before?
Put this bitch down in front of my face.
Get rid of her.
she's saying.
This bitch has got distemper. Put the bitch down.
She's got to go.
Gots to go. Anyway.
SeaWorld,
it's sad.
Get it together.
Yeah.
It's a killer whale. It's a serial killer whale.
But they're going to
set it free.
Keep going.
I know.
Just keep your hand out of the water after the show. They love that. I mean, they don't like this white skin. They like Asian skin.
All right, next story. Alcohol and calories. Yeah. Does drinking cause weight gain? Well, duh. Of course it does. We all know it does.
Jeez,
right?
Give me a Coke. Okay.
Pepsi, okay?
Yeah, right.
Here's the thing. We all know that obviously alcohol has calories. Duh. But did you know that it has more effects than just the calories you intake? Because, and I'm going to have to bear with me and read this a little bit.
Bear
with me. So when you drink alcohol, it's broken down into acetate, basically vinegar, which the body will burn before any other calorie you've consumed or stored, including fat or even sugar. So if you drink and consume more calories than you need, which is often the case when you're drinking, right? You're more likely to store the fat from that cheese whiz you ate, all right? And the sugar from the Coke that you drank because your body is getting all its energy from the acetate in the beer you sucked down.
You snort that.
So just keep in mind when you're drinking like we are that I'm not just consuming the calories here, but it's also inhibiting my body from burning off the calories that I ate at lunch or brunch when that was delicious.
You need to get off your fat ass and get on a treadmill.
And that's the other side of this is my solution to this. I'm never going to get up drinking, please. I couldn't. It's like when my blood alcohol content, I can't even talk. My BAC falls below a certain level. It's like eating the shakes.
Seriously, it's like eating for this bitch.
Where's my vodka?
He's like, I need a carb. No, right? I need a cocktail.
It's true. I'd rather run and work out and shit and then give this shit up.
So true. But it says,
this does
not mean you cannot drink moderately and lose weight. In one 2004 study, pay attention, people. When 49 overweight Germans, which I guarantee that...
Germans,
they,
really?
Seriously, Germans are like the skinniest bitches in the world, right?
And they're the drunkest bitches in the world, too.
Were randomly assigned to one of two 1,500 calorie diets, one including a glass of white wine a day and the other a glass of grape juice. The wine group actually lost a slightly larger, albeit... Oh, I love the word albeit. Albeit. I want to come from the country called Albeit. Albeit Canada. That sounds like it would be Canada.
That reminds me of the song, I'm a bee. I'm a bee.
Oh my God, I love it. Right? Piece.
Yeah.
I'm a bee. I'm a bee. Anyway.
Oh my God, did you recover that? The wine group actually lost a slightly larger amount of weight. So the point is, if you're going to drink wine, right?
Oh yeah, because I read a bit recently that said that drinking red wine.
This is a different article.
And I try to take a sip of red wine every time I take a cocktail, so that it's like it's burning the
bounces it out a little bit.
Like taking care of the bullshit.
So have a pre dinner cocktail, mm-hmm. and drink wine with dinner, and then have a nightcap like a post cocktail.
Post cocktail. That sounds hot.
A post cocktail. Fucking A. A post dinner cocktail. Like a dessert drink. Anyway, point is have some wine. Pepper in some wine.
Pepper in.
Pepper in some wine.
We love pepper in.
You're drinking and you're golden.
If you watch last week's episode.
Last week's?
Was it two episodes?
I think that was episode 4.
Pepper in. Oh, Jesus. So. We're looking at pussy right now.
Oh, my God. Really?
So, anyway, there is this new... If you
trend?
Are a child of the 90s or the 80s, I think it's the 90s actually, bedazzling.
Yeah, totally 90s.
You bedazzling.
2000s even.
So now these days there's a thing called vajazzling. Yeah. So vajazzling is basically what it sounds like. You're going to stick a bunch of fucking beads on your bullshit.
Your bullshit? You mean your pussy?
Your cooter area is actually what... All over your bullshit. And anyways, it's not, it does not look cute, trust me. And obviously you're seeing the video.
There's not video, but yeah,
I mean pictures,
a photo.
I'm sorry.
You know, I guess if you're into that shit, if you're straight, I mean, in other words, maybe that's...
I'm into pussy.
Yeah, into your pussy.
I'm into putting, like, 8-inch cocks into my pussy.
That's, I don't know. I
my
mean,
pussy.
I guess I can kind of maybe see if I were straight and I was just, I don't know.
No, like, there's no way.
There's something.
What are you, I'm sorry. If you're playing tummy sticks with a fucking girl.
No, you're right. If I was a straight man, there's nothing about that. No,
you're like rubbing this shit.
Oh, that would fucking hurt your cock. Because if you're like riding on that shit.
I'm rubbing up on your.
That's like, I can rub up on your shit.
Yeah, duh.
No way. Yeah. I should come to think of it. I'm thinking from a straight girl's perspective, I guess. It's like, but unless you're, no, you know who, the lesbians like that.
Why?
But
you're gonna chafe lesbians on your inner thigh because lesbians do the fucking scissor
maybe,
thing.
Maybe they're
and
like
so your fucking pussy thing will be right here.
Maybe like, they're smooth.
Oh,
maybe,
fuck
they're,
yeah.
maybe they're not hard.
Oh, let me get kiss a little bit and then more scissoring and then more scissoring.
Oh,
fuck. It's so weird.
Okay, I can't take credit for this joke because you're probably gonna see this anyways. But I have to just say on this OMG blog, which is. Shout out to you because we get a lot of shit from you guys.
We love OMG.
It says, I would write a lot more about my opinion on this, but I'm late for my anal bleaching appointment. I thought that was funny. Anyway, it's one of those things. Like, anal bleaching, that's a whole other
topic. Well, what about I mean, if people can get piercings on their cheeks, then why the hell can I get a piercing on my, like, the inner part of my hole? Or not inner, outer part of my hole.
Really?
Why not?
Do you have enough skin there to get pierced? Like,
no,
like,
you're right. Are you calling me? You're seeing out of an ass?
No, I'm just saying, like, who would do? Ow.
That sucks. Whatever.
Anyway.
This bitch.
No, no, you know what you do? What's it called? The what's it called between your ball sack and your...
Taint.
Your taint. You can get pierced there.
Does that feel hot?
I don't know. I've not done it.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, like, if you're going to pierce anywhere...
It doesn't make sense
there,
to me.
I think a dick piercing is, like, I would never do it, but I think it's kind of hot.
Every guy I've ever fucked or had sex with ends up having a dick piercing that's bigger than his cock.
That's really
sad. It's like
sad.
A fucking bar, and it's like, I wish I could fuck the bar instead of your fucking baby dick.
Aw.
That's so sad, isn't it? Whatever.
Sad. So, OMG, again, OMG blog, shout out. The American public finally makes its mind up. No homo.
But this is in response to what? The Don't Ask, Don't Tell? Isn't this what this came out of? So it turns out that people are totally fine.
I don't think
fine.
It was Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
I thought it was.
Oh, yeah, it
in
was.
In response to, okay.
In the military.
All right.
So it turns out that people are totally okay with gays in the military as long as it's referred to as gays and lesbians, not homosexual, which I just don't understand at all because, hello, homosexual is the most, like, not politically correct, clinical term. That's what we are. Homosexual is what we are. Gay and lesbian is like the cultural words that have come out of. But for some reason,
I have not come out yet. I am still in the closet.
For some reason, homosexual. Like when they did this poll, and excuse me, people said,
"Did you? Wait, whose poll?
My poll. When people did this poll.
Oh my god. Fuck it.
All right. So apparently, you can see the stats. So homosexual was. When people were asked, do they strongly favor gay? Let me back up. So it turns out that people are totally fine with gays/lesbians in the military, just not homosexuals. So the
Which is
dealers,
weird.
They were asked, do you favor or oppose blank serving in the military?
Yeah.
Blank being homosexual or blank being gay man and lesbian?
Yeah.
And the poll shows that strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat
well, you're
opposed.
Looking at it, obviously.
Strongly opposed. Right. Well, it says it all. It's an infographic.
But most people say they favor the term gay men or lesbians over homosexuals by like 20%.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
I don't understand
Which I think
it.
Opens... Really, homosexual is the most
point.
Clinical term. And I'm a complete favorer. I know. Urban Dictionary, that shit, bitch. Favorer. Yes.
Is it in there?
Of the word... I mean... I'm a complete obvious. I don't care about the word faggot. Fuck it. Fuck it. Faggot. Fuck it. Faggot. Fuck it.
Or for that matter, and I'll say it. I will say it. I don't think. And I think we're. Oh.
Oh my god.
I'll
I'm nervous.
It. I will say it.
What are you gonna say?
This whole conversation. We haven't gone.
Okay.
We haven't gone there yet.
All right.
We haven't gone there yet.
Okay.
But I think it's all about context. I have to preface this a little bit.
No. Yeah.
The word
funny
itself, I don't think is offensive. And even, I know, obviously, clearly I'm not black.
Are we kidding? We're fine. Yeah.
No, I know. I think that it's whatever word it is. Like, if
some word.
Straight person calls me a fag,
yep.
Like, I'm not offended by that in itself. It depends how they meant that word. Like, what was,
yeah.
what
no,
was
exactly.
the meaning behind it, right?
Somebody,
so,
yeah.
Like, God, I can go on about
Because somebody calls me a fucking fudge packer and they call me a faggot. It doesn't matter. I mean, they could call me a blonde bitch. I'd be more offended if, I mean, it's twisted. The whole fucking thing.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's all about.
And I don't give a shit about the word faggot.
It's
any word you call me is going to make me mad.
It's all about the cultural
context,
meaning.
Yeah.
The cultural meaning behind the word, obviously.
Do I use the word?
I can't call you a light post and be like,
yeah.
I'm trying to be.
Do I use the word? I mean, I don't use it. I never call. I mean, no. I call myself a but only in the privacy of my own home.
Okay, what's your name? Propecia called someone
funny.
Like, referred to like those. No, she did. Like, she said it, and just because she's black, she can get away with that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just think that's.
Yeah.
I would not be offended.
I'm not offended.
If some straight person said the word fag, called their friend a fag.
Yeah.
As long as they're not saying it derogatorily.
Exactly. Or to me, I don't care.
You can say it to me. Like,
it's a fucking word. Yeah.
If they're saying it, it's all about like. If you're trying to be demeaning about
it.
If you're equating fag or
funny,
whatever the word is,
mean.
With something that's
minority,
less than,
then
minority's even
then
okay.
I hate you. No, exactly. But if you're trying to like
demean me,
yes, exactly.
Or say that it's you're less than or whatever,
yeah,
different issue. Anyway,
last story of the day. We don't.
Maybe.
Let's
wrap it up. We're gonna go over 30 minutes.
We're gonna wrap it up.
Oh, I love this. Okay, so
wrap it up. Put that big old condom on 30 minutes to cock it.
Okay,
if it's 30 minutes,
you know what? We're good because you've missed us. We've gone for a month.
I've missed us.
I've missed us so much.
Are you kidding?
Alan Bear.
I've lost. I know, right? I've lost my creative energy.
No,
my juices.
Luckily,
I'm like pre-coming a little bit, like.
Okay.
What? I've been that dry.
Okay, you need to drink up. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Jake, take this away.
I'm taking it.
Finish
this
off. Finish it.
All right.
Hold on, my cum.
Okay. So, two things about this before I get into the story. Lulu, lulu.com.
What the fuck is that anyway?
Okay. It's a great site. If you are a writer, hello, Lulu. You'd love this.
Go ahead.
You can any digital media. It could be a book, it could be a photo, it could be whatever the fuck you want. You can publish it on Lulu and sell it, and it's on-demand publishing. So you write your book, right?
Yeah.
And you say, okay, I don't want to sell this. Try and like shop around for a publisher to buy this shit. I'm just gonna do it on my own, right?
Yeah.
You go to Lulu, you upload a thing of like a PDF of your book.
Okay.
You sell it for whatever the fuck you want. And they charge you a certain, like there's a fee to like have each book printed. But someone can go on the site like this. We can go and buy this book right now for $25, and it can cost them $10 to make.
Cooking with Semen.
Yes. So the book, that little side note, lulu.com. Check it out if you're interested in that shit.
Semen based recipes.
It's a collection of semen based recipes. Semen is not okay. Let me read from this.
I don't even like to eat semen.
Semen is not only nutritious, but it also has a wonderful texture and amazing cooking properties. Like fine wine and cheese, the taste of semen is complex and dynamic. Semen is inexpensive to produce, obviously, and is commonly available in many, if not most, homes and restaurants. Really? Restaurants?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess in the bathroom, maybe.
No, if you piss off your waiter, they're going to come in your fucking soup. Duh.
Truth, right?
Yep.
Okay, so despite all of these positive qualities, semen remains neglected as a food. So this book hopes to change that. It's a collection of semen-based recipes. I think I might want to buy it. Like, that's kind of amazing.
You already have a very full semen diet in your life, I guarantee it.
Well, I know that, but like, I want to know.
You probably have some like, oh, right here. Oh, wait, okay. Do you wear earrings?
I did.
No, you have an ear piercing thing
in
here.
I know.
It hasn't closed up?
Oh, those never close up. If you had your ears pierced for long enough, like if I had to put an earring right now in, it would poke through a little bit.
You should wear earrings.
No, yes. I'm too old.
No, earrings cute. I think earrings are so
Tell Ed that because he's told me I'm too old. I had this pierced up here. I had one
pierced. Oh, that's too. Cute. I think that's totally
adorable. Cartilage right there.
Oh my God, it's so weird. But I think it's cute. I don't think it's old.
Well,
I think being old is you being a 31-year-old going out with a fucking 18-year-old. That's old.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
I think it's all relative. I think old is what you project. I don't subscribe to the TOFA, too old for Abercrombie. I don't.
You
I
don't obviously.
I
mean, this is practically. This looks.
Abercrombie?
Are you kidding? This looks
American
like
Eagle.
You, this looks okay. Abercrombie. This,
no, no,
this
I'm not
thing,
wearing any Abercrombie. Right
your
now.
Little baby cock rings for a 6-year-old, and then your fucking T-shirt.
Anyway, okay, we need to wrap this shit up. We're at 30 minutes. Love you guys. Thanks. Oh, yeah. Okay. Our public service announcements. So we got
Fan us
at Twitter, Facebook.com/FagNation.
That's right. Download us
at tr.im/FagNation.
Exactly. Follow us on Twitter.
Of course. At SC Jake.
And Alep in that. Right?
Yeah. Right in front of us. There's something else. I remember I forgot last time. Maybe that's it. Shit. Oh, well, if not, whatever. Oh, and on iTunes.
Follow us on rentboy.com. You can rent either one of us. Oh, just kidding.
If you do subscribe, or if you even download one episode, even if you don't like us, which hopefully you do. Of course you do.
Are you kidding?
Please subscribe and rate and comment. Like, only comment if it's good.
We don't give a fuck.
No.
We don't.
Bring it on. Bring on the criticism.
We love.
Oh, I remember the other one, the fourth, is send us emails.
Yes.
fans@fagnation.com.
Funny stories. If you live in Delaware or West Virginia, I guarantee you a fucking amazing bullshit in your
truth.
Newspapers and stuff.
Oh, we want hometown news bullshit.
We want hometown gay gossip.
Or news or any like
HGG. Hometown. I know most of you fucking faggots think it's two words. It's not. Hometown. GG. Gay gossip.
Love it. All right, let's down the shit and call it a day.
Love you, bitches.